Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape.
Thank you.
You're listening to Remix Tape. This is a show we bring on people from Lafayette College community, Easton community, talk about their mixes, which are always arranged around a theme. Today we have Christopher Lee. I don't know how to introduce you. Chris Lee, who is at Lafayette, Associate Professor of History. We just heard two songs from his mix, which is entitled Happy, Happy, Happy! Exclamation point without any commas in between those words. And he is going to introduce the songs that you just heard, as well as why he chose this theme, and also himself. Maybe you should do it in reverse order. Introduce yourself.
What did you finish on?
introduce yourself.
Thanks, Lindsay. Who am I? It pertains to this show. I used to be a DJ at Bowdoin College at WBOR. And so the selection of music that I've picked for today is music that I used to play, you know, over 20 years ago now. And so we just heard a band from Belgium called Betty Servert, who recorded and are still active with the Matador record label. And this is their debut album, Palomine, that came out in 92, I believe, or 93. 92. And I think it's an awesome first album. It's just one of these perfect pop albums that appeared during the early 1990s that was influenced in part by the indie rock scene in Seattle and so forth. But obviously, being from Belgium, they were also taking cues from the UK and other parts. So I think this is an album that really stands the test of time, in part because it was really well produced. And anyway, I just wanted to pick this album just as a way of introducing music that I still like that is from this period that stands the test of 25 years or so. And so the next band that I want to play is... I should say the show is moving so much geographically. The next band is from Canada, from New Brunswick, and they're called Eric's Trip. They're named after a Sonic Youth song from Daydream Nation. Should we play that?
But first you have to talk about your theme. Did you want to wait to talk about it later?
Yeah, I have to be honest, the title Happy, Happy, Happy was sort of designed, it was sort of a last-minute title, but designed to, you know, mark the mood of this music and being on
how it makes remix. You feel, how yeah. this music makes you feel.
Yeah, though in truth, a lot of the music is, or not a lot, but some of the music is not happy. So it could be sincere and ironic at the same time.
That's good. Sarah and I, a former co-host, did a show once called Happy Sad, which tragically did not record. So I'm glad that the theme of happy is back times three. And I want to thank Chris for being on and also for bringing in CDs.
I'm part of the CD generation.
Yeah, well, so am I. So this makes it even cooler. So we are going to hear this from Eric's trip next. Did you want to set up the song?
Yeah, there are two songs. One is an acoustic song called Behind the Garage. This is also a debut album, I should say. Eric's trip is part of the lo-fi scene of the early 1990s that involved bands like Sebado and Pavement and just a slew of others that basically, you know, had people recording on four tracks in their bedrooms and garages and stuff. So really the songcraft is important in that regard. And so the first song is called Behind the Garage, and then I'll be playing the third song from this album, a song called Stove, which has, I think, the best drum solo of the early 1990s. I'm being a little sarcastic, but I also love the song too, so.
Okay, good. So let's hear this from Eric's trip, and we'll be back with more. This is Remix Tape.
Think of my house.
Hi, this is Remix Tape. He's laughing at me, but this is how I run the show. It's very casual. So we just heard a couple of songs from Eric's trip. Chris, did you have anything to add? Why did this make it on your mix?
I just think, I don't know, Eric's trip is like a forgotten band. I think at least in the indie rock scene in the United States, they were popular in the 90s and they still are active in Canada, but I don't really know. You know, it's sort of a lost tradition. I think that, you know, they were popular and signed with Sub Pop and other, you know, one of these 90 bands that fell away. But I think, again, like their first album was really good and popular. And I really like those two songs myself, like the extended drum solo part. I think it's pretty cool. So
it's great. I like the quiet vocals.
Yeah, which was part of the time period, too, of not just going loud, but also, you know, going soft at times. So the next group of songs, we're moving geographically. So we've moved from Belgium to Canada. Now we're moving to Boston. The Boston indie rock scene, of course, is really important during the late 80s and early 90s with the Pixies and other bands. But I don't want to play the Pixies because they're overplayed. So what we're playing instead is Blake Babies, a trio, perhaps best known for Juliana Hatfield being the vocalist. And the song I've chosen is actually not by them. It's a cover of a Dinosaur Jr. song, also related to the Boston scene, but based in Amherst, Massachusetts. Dinosaur Jr., of course, is still active. Blake Babies is not. But this is, I think, a really great cover of Severed Lips by Dinosaur Jr., which is basically about a guy who's in love with a rubber doll, which is sort of like the plot of Lars and the Real Girl with the very awesome Ryan Gosling. So this is kind of intentional in a way, too. Okay. But anyway, so we're going to play Severed Lips and then the Lemonheads and then Galaxy 500, all three Boston bands.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you.
We're back with Remix Tape. Chris Lee is our guest. His theme is happy, 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 exclamation point. Do you want to say something about the songs we just heard?
Yeah, so as I was saying before, all three bands are from the Boston area, Blake Babies, Lemonheads, and Galaxy 500. All of those songs are actually covers as well. Blake Babies covering Dinosaur Jr., Lemonheads covering Suzanne Vega, and Galaxy 500 covering Yoko Ono. So there's also that connection between the three. I just like the songs too. I should say the last one by Galaxy 500 is obviously a live recording on their final tour, a live album called Copenhagen, where the album was recorded. So that's the context for that.
Yeah, I like Suzanne Vega. I kind of like her version more. It happens. So
the next songs I'm going to play are by Pavement. Pavement is probably at least when I was a college student, they were probably my favorite band. So I felt it was sort of obligatory to play some music by them. But I'm playing two songs that are somewhat obscure. They're sort of extras on their albums. The first one is Ed Ames from a John Peel session they did after recording Slanted and Enchanted. So this was probably put out like in 1993, maybe late 1992. And then the other is a live recording of one of their songs called Home that was one of their very early recordings that was later put out on the album Westing by Musket and Sexton. The recorded version of the song I actually don't really like, but the live version I like a lot. And so this is from the Brixton Academy, also in probably late 92, early 93, during their tour for their breakout album, Slanted and Enchanted. So both from the early 90s.
So we'll hear these two Pavement tracks, and then we'll be back.
Charming face on his sister, a darling face on his sister, and a dour face on his sister, and a bratty face on his sister. I wish I could, can't handle her at all. Give me your lens cap, please. There's a chief investigator standing in the middle of the street where his aunt was slashed last night. Wednesday running from market to the hydrant. And he can't do his job properly, cause she gave him the favorite presents every holiday, and he dearly misses her. So they call. Up the assailant leaning on a large leg in a valley 6 miles away.
We're back. This is Remix Tape. We just heard two tracks from, it seems, Slanted and Enchanted Era of Pavement. And we're here with Chris Lee, who's our special guest this week. I have to say that Chris is very organized and planned really hard for this. And if I've made any mistakes, I'm sorry. But I think he wanted to say something about these last two things.
Yeah, so I don't know. Pavement's kind of amorphous. They're sort of a bi-coastal band. They did recordings in New York and California. But for the final group of songs, I was going to play some music from the Chapel Hill area. A lot of it revolving around the band Superchunk and the label they founded, Merge, in the early 90s. So the first song is by a band called Quasi. They are covering a song by the 3Ds, a New Zealand band, whose music was released by Merge, like, say, after 2000. And then I'll be playing Tenement Halls, another Merge band. And then if there's time, maybe a song by Superchunk, and then a song by Porta Static, Mac McCoggan's solo project, Mac being the lead singer for Superchunk. So it's all sort of around the Chapel Hill area.
Cool. Okay, let's hear this Quasi.
Beautiful.
Hi, this is Remix Tape. I feel like Chris's mix is not personal enough, so I wanted to hear more from him about his time working on the radio show. Since
it's deeply personal.
At least the first part of his mix dates to a time when he was at the Bowdoin radio station. So what was it like? Why did you go on the radio show? Why did you want one? And what kind of culture of the school did it represent?
Well, certainly, I mean, there's a long answer to this question, but I'll try to be very brief since we're running out of time. I mean, the radio station at the time was, I don't know, it was, you know, very much a cultish kind of group of people who really liked music, and the more obscure the music was, the more obscure the label was, the better. So there was a real aesthetic to what students were into. I think at the time, it also coincided with the way independent music just sort of burst with Nirvana and all the Pacific Northwest bands and so forth. So it was a strange coincidence where at the time it seemed perfectly normal, and yet looking back, it was a very special time to be a DJ because there was so much attention on independent music, an attempt to move away from corporate labels to independent ones. And it was just really exciting. And I saw a lot of bands that in retrospect, I'm amazed that I had a chance to see. I mean, just one anecdote. I mean, I remember for a fall break during my freshman year going to, with a bunch of people doing a short road trip to Ithaca, New York, and the song coming on and just being amazed by it and asking the guy who was a sophomore, I was a freshman, asking the sophomore who this was. He worked at the radio station and he said, "Oh, this is a band called Nirvana." And the song is called Smells Like Teen Spirit, which, I mean, at the time was just sort of, I thought it was a terrible title for a song, but I don't know. It's just sort of one of these moments where you remember listening to something for this first time and thinking how awesome it is. And it was cool to be a part of that, however distantly or minimal, my status was. So That's a very abbreviated answer. But I love all this music. I'm a big music person. In fact, I had a real struggle picking these songs, and I could totally do a different show on Texas music and another show on certain bands that I like. So this is, in truth, I feel kind of disappointed because this is just the tip of the iceberg.
This is why I encourage Chris to get his own radio show here at WJRH. So because we're running out of time, Chris has to go teach, which is his important role. It's his important role at Lafayette College. I just wanted to say thanks for coming on the show. This has been really fun, and fun to hear music I haven't heard before. I'm going to play the rest of Chris's mix. This is how we'll play out today. So he'll tell me what to play, and then that'll be the conclusion of our show. Next week, we have Angela Bell. She's a new professor in psychology. She is coming on with a mix called MetaMix, which is a mix made up of a bunch of mix CDs that she has had for some years. That should be super cool. We have a lot more faculty and community members coming on. So follow us on Twitter, re_mixtape, or just listen to us Wednesdays, 12 to 1. So thanks again, Professor Lee.
Thank you.
Now we're going to hear Superchunk. Stay rad, stay bad, Angel.